how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, October 14th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Five things to know today. Deepfakes in both video and written word. Facebook continues to lose support for Project Libra. Data on the cost of older technology. How a black hole is great marketing. And another acquisition in the cybersecurity space. This is the business of tech. Deepfakes, those videos of famous people appearing to say and do things they did not, were covered again online with CNBC doing a piece on what they are and what they mean. It's notable that the tells to discover if a video are fake are becoming harder and harder to spot. The Wall Street Journal also covered deepfakes, but this time focusing on how artificial intelligence is being used to create made-up news stories. Back in February, OpenAI, based in San Francisco, launched GPT-2, software for producing genuine-sounding news articles. It's so effective that in studies, 72% of participants found a GPT-2 article credible. Since then, researchers have replicated and extended the project. Both links in the show notes. So why do we care? Taken to a logical end, if video becomes fully untrustworthy, security cameras and footage submitted as evidence could become discredited and not useful. What will it look like when courts, juries, and judges cannot use video footage for guilt or innocence? Facebook's Project Libra has lost more support as eBay, Visa, MasterCard, and Stripe have all withdrawn from the project. This comes 1 week after PayPal announced its plan to also withdraw. Project Libra, founded by a coalition of 28 corporate backers in June, intends to build a distributed global cryptocurrency. The timing of this withdrawal is prior to the first meeting of the Libra Council on October 14th in Geneva. Why do we care? Just because Libra is struggling does not mean this is a bad idea. A stable, worldwide currency serving those who are considered underbanked or have less access to financial tools could be a viable idea. Facebook just likely doesn't have the position to take this on, particularly with public concerns about privacy. Do expect to see this idea continue, just with somebody else. Microsoft and Intel have released a study that shows the cost of using a PC older than 4 years is more than buying a new one. The study, conducted by TechIsle, focuses on the Canadian market, looking at 175 IT and business decision makers from small and medium IT businesses there. From IT Business Canada, quote, "The average cost of keeping a PC more than 4 years is $1,710 per device per year, enough to replace the aging hardware that with at least one new device. PCs older than 4 years are also 4.6 times more likely to undergo repairs, resulting in an average 196 hours of lost productivity per device." End quote. Security was also highlighted as an area of concern, with 50% of small and medium businesses experiencing a breach. Older PCs average 27% more prone to data theft and breaches. Why do we care? This is just more data to provide for discussing with businesses about upgrades. As previously reported, 70% of companies have at least one instance of Windows 7 within the organization, which reaches end of service in January 2020. Replace those aging systems, people. Quick gaming nugget, which if you have kids, you probably already know. The game Fortnite ended its current Season 10 on Sunday with a giant in-game explosion that destroyed the in-game island and gave the appearance of making the game no longer playable. The event itself left a black hole within the game, as well as on the game's Twitter, website, and Instagram accounts. The developer went so far as to delete all of the more than 12,000 tweets on the Fortnite Twitter account. Why do we care? This is actually just server downtime, as the game updates significantly for an upcoming Season 11. We should care because the video game industry is a massive market, with sales exceeding $43.4 billion in 2018. More importantly, this is a story on how messaging and marketing can change an event, like downtime. Information fresh Monday morning as Sophos is being acquired by Thoma Bravo. Sophos, provider of cybersecurity software, confirmed the announcement, and Channel EDE has details. Thoma Bravo is notable in the technology delivery space with ownership stakes in Barracuda Networks, ConnectWise, Continuum, LogRhythm, McAfee, and SolarWinds, among others. Link in the show notes. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.